Welcome to the Yossi Schmidt Show, presented by Team World Supporter.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to the show. To the audience, this is the partner of Team World Supporter, Mr. Moshe Sokol. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Moshe Sokol. Partner of Team World Supporter, also certified life coach.
So, in today's show, we will be discussing a travesty, in my opinion, of what America is coming to. There was an article that I came across the other week about parents going through a custody battle. And the judge decided that the mother has to choose between her Confederate flag and the child. Do you think that the judge has a right to say something like that?
So there are very interesting circumstances in this case. I mean, if it's just the Confederate, I think I read the case also, and I believe that the reason the judge said this case was the child is not from America. Am I correct?
I believe so, but do you think that should make a difference?
Absolutely. In some, not necessarily in such a way, like in this forceful of a way, but when someone is not from the nation or the areas that is here, they need to be felt more comfortable in their territory, their area. So to put other people's flags, and especially a flag of one that shouldn't or that doesn't exist, not necessarily doesn't exist, but the Confederates was a fight many years ago, many, many years ago, and it doesn't happen anymore. It's not an existent army anymore. None of that really exists except of people in the background. So to put that in your forefront when you're trying to adopt or you're trying to get custody of a child that is from a different country really doesn't show good headspace.
I hear. So, according to my understanding, it's not her biological child?
Right. That's from what I understand.
Okay. If it was your biological child, then the judge said that would not be okay, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm from a divorced family, and I've had the judge many times pretty much use brainwashing. Like, I've heard the terminology of brainwashing, and it's not, I don't believe that terminology is a correct terminology when it comes to a parent's own children.
But when it comes to adopting, it's an issue.
Yes.
I hear you. And I agree with you, because if it's not biological child, no matter what, even if the woman says, I'm gonna love the child as my own, she might feel a certain type of way towards the child subconsciously if she is a quote-unquote racist.
Right.
I'm not saying that having a Confederate flag can make someone a racist. I never said that.
No. But not having a Confederate, then flipping up the opposite way. Let's say she didn't have a Confederate flag, right? But does that make her not a racist?
I don't think judging someone racism should be based on a Confederate flag. Exactly. I think it should be based on other things.
Yes.
Like the way she acts.
The way she acts, the way she talks.
Talk to people of color and talk to other people and you will understand what is going on. You'll understand if she's racist or not. Not based on Confederate flag.
Right.
A Confederate flag is, even if people don't like it, it's part of American history.
Absolutely. And on top of this is we're the judge is pretty much giving the rights to the child to redecorate or to rearrange the mother's living space. You know what I mean? He's saying because the child won't like it, you have to change it. I mean, what rights does a child have in a disability? I mean, in a divorce case?
I hear. I agree with you. This is not. I hear.
Many.
I love that.
Yeah, many years ago, in my family, we had a guardian ad litem, a child's attorney, and one of us asked the attorney, this was in Kansas City, one of us asked the attorney, what rights do we have? The attorney answered very bluntly, you have the rights of a chair.
Well, that makes it sound really amazing.
Yes. So over here, it seems this judge is totally the opposite. In saying, not only do you not have the rights of a chair, you have the rights to rearrange your mother's life.
So do you think that this is a part of what the left is calling and the right is also calling cancel culture, where we cancel other people because of what they like or different things like that?
I think that you can look at it both ways on this one, because over here it's cancel culture on the mother's right, because you're canceling her whole culture, her whole idea of what she wants, but you're also trying to put in a new culture. And that's what I think cancel culture is, what it's supposed to be, is that they believe that this culture, they're not trying to cancel culture, period. They're trying to say the culture that we have is wrong, so let's make a new culture, which I believe 100% that is wrong too.
We cannot erase history. I spoke about this in the previous episode. To judge people based on their color is racism. And to bring up, oh, you hit that guy because he's black. No, you're the one that's being racist.
Right.
I think it's in the episode called Cancel Culture, where we should cancel culture.
Absolutely.
So this is what America is right now. I don't think that we should allow this to continue to happen. I feel for the mother. Now, if she is indeed a racist and she's going to subconsciously think different about her stepson or adopted son, maybe we should judge based on other things, not just the Confederate flag.
Right. Like, if the judge came around and said, you know, you've done a whole bunch of things that are very sketchy in my eyes. One of them happened, the smallest of them is the Confederate flag. That would be a different story. But to say that just the Confederate flag is what's bothering people? No, that shouldn't be a give or a take.
I hear you, and I agree with you. All right. Moshe, thank you for joining this podcast. I hope everyone will go check out the Moshe at Metal Life Metal.
What do you call Life Coaching?
MetalManLifeCoaching.com. And Moshe really contributes a lot towards Team World's Supporter behind the scenes. And he is indeed a partner of Team World Supporter. Thank you very much for agreeing to be on the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I want to remind you that Team World Supporter is always here to review your platform that you own or a platform that you want us to review, as long as everyone works with us, answers all our questions, and has nothing to hide. Just a reminder that Team World Supporter will very soon be bringing nightly news roundups to our website on our blog, Sunday through Thursday, 11 p.m. And any time that we will not be able to, it will be updated on the forum on our website, teamworldsupporter.com. Make sure to check out our statements, the other reviews that we've done, and everything else in between. Thank you very much. Please leave us a review on either Podchaser or iTunes, as it really helps us climb the charts. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please remember to subscribe to us, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, and stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much.